Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh, Michelle, I have been so waiting for this segment. And look at you laughing your head off. Oh, my gosh. So there it was in Women's Health magazine, this whole issue about why women accept dad bods. And a dad bod is a body of a guy who's a dad, and he starts putting on the paunch thing, and it's okay. And somehow women think that this is like an okay thing because that infers he's going to be a good dad and a provider and all these nice little things. All right. But a mom bod? Oh, no. If you gain even 3 ounces, you know, they know. I don't know who they are, but they know. and so there's no forgiveness for women, and for guys, it's okay. I'm sorry.
That's because here. Women are more forgiving. That's okay. Segment over.
Okay, we're done. So, no, we're not done. We're here with Katherine Henricks. She is the director of eating disorders at Recovery Ranch, one of the leading groups in the country looking at all things body image, disordered eating, strange things that go on with issues like mom bods and dad bods. And Katherine is an expert in the field. And is going to share her wit and wisdom with us. Katherine, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
All right. So what's the thing with the dad bod in the...
It sounds like a dad bod.
It's a dad bod. Now, stop it, Michelle. Jeez, you know. All right. So, Katherine, why is it that there's this unfairness, this inequality?
Well, it is just fascinating, and to have a dad bod, you do not need to be a dad. And so it is this new trend. Actually, the term dad bod has been around for a few years, but a young woman, she was college age, she wrote an article about dad bods and why these young college age women are attracted to these frat boys who maybe at one point, you know, when they're in high school, what have you, may have been ripped, but, you know, they go to college and they start drinking beer and eating pizza and they put on some weight and they lose, you know, that washboard ab, but the girls are finding them very attractive and, in fact, walk around campus and are able to point out who the dad bods are. And she gives a whole number of reasons as to why these bodies are attractive, or why these men are attracted to these women, to these young women. And so it's very interesting, and what I find fascinating too is that there's not an equivalent to the dad bod for a mom bod. That if
why?
A mom bod
why,
pretty
why,
much
why?
I know. Well, it is, the mom bod refers to a woman who has had a baby and still has the effects of having had the baby, maybe a little bit of extra weight, stretch marks, that type of thing. And so there isn't a term out there that reflects that there's a college-age woman who maybe has a little bit of extra weight on her but is in good shape and is, you know, found to be very desirable by a whole slew of fellas. And that is really, really unfortunate that there isn't, because it seems to me the dad bod really refers to kind of a normal guy.
Yeah, exactly. And just a man.
Just a man. It's a man. Yeah. And that, an understanding that this is a guy who maybe he's not really obsessed with his body and can go and have fun and that type of thing. The reason why these girls like these boys, though, is pretty superficial. And it has to do how they feel when they're around these guys. They feel like, you know, maybe they're tinier. These guys have a little bit of extra weight on them, so they're the smaller one. They can be the pretty one. They don't want to be to be with a guy who is in better shape than they are. So it is pretty superficial at some level. At least that's what this Mackenzie Pearson is, the young woman who wrote the article. What she indicated for her, that her friends had told her and so forth, why they're so interested in these young men.
I can't disagree with these young women, though. I feel the same way. I'd rather be the pretty one in the relationship than the thinner one.
Oh my gosh. So this is what, oh, Michelle, now I understand.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So there's like this competition thing between both of them. Well, there's that, but there's also another thing. Let's flash forward. Okay, come on. Mm-hmm. So now we're like 40 years old. Let's just go to the 40 year places, bag the college kids. All right, let's go to 40, even 50, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have, you know, men and women who've kind of done the, you know, even if they didn't have kids, they're still, you know, maybe they're married or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. back and out there. And if a woman is now looking at a guy, and you see this with celebrities all the time, where you see those sneak peeks of the celebrity who is, you know, the guy who's now put on a few, and he's got that, you know, belly going, and he's starting to look more, in a quote, average. Whereas if you see a woman like that, she's splayed all over the cover of, you know, National Enquirer, saying, oh my God, she's just totally let it go. So you know, we have the Demi Moores of the world, and the Angelina Jolies and stuff, who have dropped in a minute, or even Beyonce, you know, dropped all mm-hmm. their weight, and they've got this phenomenal bod, and back and forth. How much is this feeding into disordered eating? How much is this making women feel rotten about themselves that they can't really pull it off like Beyonce?
Well, and it really contributes to it. And you know, there is this idealized, super thin body that women believe that they, at some level, and even if women say, well, no, I don't, you know, I would never want to be that thin, but there is this message that we are bombarded with that is how women should look. And it really does contribute, and only 5% of the population meets that idealized body. So there's 95% of the rest of us are just walking around with normal bodies, believing that somehow we're supposed to be achieving this. And so, and that is universal, that in the United States, I maybe other countries, I've met some French women who are really happy with their bodies and free and so forth. So I don't want to speak to other countries, but in the United States, boy, women are of all ages are very concerned about not meeting that idealized standard. And it's women who are the ones that are determining that this is. I think there's a lot of men are actually much more comfortable with women being a little bit heavier than women are comfortable with them being heavier. That men will say, you know what, I'm okay. If a woman is confident, sure of herself, that, you know, that size doesn't really impact how I feel, how sexy I think she is or what have you. But it's the message that women give themselves, that and that goal of trying to achieve that Demi Moore type of body that is almost impossible unless you're engaging in some pretty extreme dieting. It's really difficult to be that thin.
Dieting and exercise, which isn't always healthy, right? Because women have to have a certain amount of fat in their body for their hormones to function, not alone all the other things. But I think to your point, Catherine, most women don't. They don't feel good about themselves, and thinner isn't better, and it doesn't look better actually. And I think men want something to hold on to.
And we have been talking right now to Catherine Henricks, who is the director of eating disorders at Recovery Ranch, which is one of the leading facilities in the United States to be able to really work out in residence issues with disordered eating as well as body image. Catherine, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with her radio. The organization is recoveryranch.com, so look it up and learn more. Now we understand mom bod and dad bod. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.